Y'all, this is Jerome Smith, also known as JS, aka The Best, and welcome back to my favorite day of the week. Y'all already know, Mondays, Sync Music Mondays. And I want to introduce to you all my co-host, my man, my brother, Kyle Hunter, also known as K-Sparks. What's good, man?
What's up, Jay? What's going on, man? Favorite day of the week, Sync Music Mondays. I know what it is, man. Financial literacy. How you feeling, bro? What's the word, man?
Man, I'm living the dream, man. No complaints, man. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling amazing, man. I'm feeling amazing, feeling blessed, highly favored, and we doing it, man. But you know what it is, man. You know what time it is, brother.
Yo, I need like a little nugget, not like a food nugget, but food for thought, man. I need, what's the word of the day, man? What is the word of the day?
That's what it is, man. So every Sync Music Mondays, y'all know what it is, man. Word of the day, something inspirational, motivational to get y'all through y'all week. Kind of like church, you know what I'm saying, but with a twist. So today's word of the day, y'all gonna see it up on the screen. And that word of the day is, once you understand what you bring to the table, whoever leaves is irrelevant. I'll say that again. Once you understand what you bring to the table, whoever leaves is irrelevant. And I mean, essentially, that's pretty much a straightforward, straight to the point. You know, it's about valuing yourself, self-worth, never feeling less than. You know, and a lot of times people in life, they might try to make you feel a way or whatever. But the case is, there was a saying that I heard before where it says, you know, well, I'm not concerned what you bring to the table because I am the table. And that's a fact. So once you understand your worth, you understand your value, you understand that nobody can bring you down. Nobody can diminish that. And what they don't appreciate, the next person will. And that is the word of the day.
I love that. Drop them gems. That's what I'm talking about.
There we go.
Now, today, we got a very, very, very special guest in the building. I don't know if y'all ready for this one, but I'm going to just introduce him because, you know, he don't have a lot of time and we don't got a lot of time. He a busy dude. So, ladies and gentlemen, he's a music supervisor, the creative director of Push Audio, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Pritham, man. How you doing today?
Oh, I can't live up to that. I appreciate it. I'm doing good, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Man, we appreciate you taking out the time, man, because I know you're a busy guy, so we appreciate you taking out the time.
Oh, anytime.
So what I want to do, I want to get started pretty much on, like, how did you get started, like, when it comes to music and everything? How did you get started?
Man, from the beginning, so we would all gather and do music after school, so probably age 14, and we didn't discover the sync world until, I'd probably say, 2018. I'm not going to tell my age, you can see my grades, but you could say age 14, I might have been born in 2012. But yeah, basically, we discovered the sync world in 2018, kind of just randomly pulled for just a McDonald's commercial, and that kind of brought us into it. It was a good experience, but at the same time, it was kind of the structure of the industry that we saw at that time wasn't favored highly for artists. So I would say that same year, we did that for about a year, and then launched Push Audio, man, something that would be artist-friendly by creators. And it's harder to get places sometimes when you're independent, but we're able to give much more juice to artists than being under times 10 on a totem pole. So but yeah, man, started doing music age 14, just never stopped. And I think that's a huge thing, is just never stopped, not a day in my life, never stopped. So and here we are now, just all different chapters, and thankful to be here for sure.
I love it. Now, where are you originally from?
So born in Virginia. I would say it's a small town. Hey,
DMV.
Virginia too? Get out of there, see? Look, creatives.
Yeah, I love it.
Born in Virginia. We set up some legs in California for a couple years, and we're doing kind of like a different state thing, and we're looking to put like a studio in North Carolina. So it's kind of like a growing city. And but yeah, I'm East Coast Virginia. It's where I grew up. So definitely DMV all day.
You already know.
Fire. Fire, man. That's dope. Chris, you know, you've been able to build successfully a company for music licensing, you know, especially for artists and things like that. Can you kind of talk about like how that came to be in terms of like, you know, when you initially first got the idea to create Push Audio and what spearheaded that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like just from being, and I tell people all the time, like it's important where like, you know, people say like your brand, like, yeah, focus on your brand, but it's not just, oh man, building a brand and like, this is what the logo looks like. It's more like building your relationships. Like it's not so much based on like, I made a contact and I gave my business card. Like, no, it's like, that counts too, but relationships and building trust. And something on my mind, like, I know you guys experienced it too. Sometimes someone might say, hey man, it's a big spot and this is the only budget we got. Like, can you help us out? And it's almost like, you know, we can smell the difference between like a low ball and also when it's like, all right, you really need some help you out. And I think it's just a like learning to trust us. Like you trust we're gonna bring quality. Man, even sending a playlist, if you send three trash tracks that are not on like Target, just thinking that, yo, this is the new stuff we just did, they gonna use it, like that's a good way to lose trust. Like just keeping the trust and building the just the relationship.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, man. And that's one thing that we preach too, is like collaboration is greater than competition. So building bridges as opposed to burning bridges, like that's definitely important. So that's dope, man. I mean, that's really fire, man. Can you kind of touch on some of the placements that your company got that you were like really proud of? Like, you know, you kind of sat back and was like, yo, that was a hell of a win.
Oh, man, shoot. It's like, I love all of them. And I think like one of the biggest one brand wise was Apple. And I remember the first Apple one, it was like we kind of diving into it. We head first and we kind of like one of the composer buddies I work with, he was like, man, congratulations. I'm like, what's up? He was like, man, an Apple spot, that's like a big, yeah, I understand, like it is a good deal because they really focus on the music. But at the time, I think that because the way they build commercials, like not only because it's Apple, I think they put so much focus and attention into the music where, you know, we've worked with clients before where you could tell the music might be not at the very top of like, yeah, it matters, but you know, but Apple, I think the way that commercial came out, it was for Apple Watch and you could tell, you know, it was cut with the tempo and everything. You could tell he definitely did it around that song. So that was one of the ones where I'm like, man, that's really awesome. But I love all of them, small and big, all of them.
Dope. Oh, that's fire, man. That's fire, man. Can you talk about, I mean, I know you got a talented roster of artists, man. So, you know, can you talk about some of the artists that you work with and how you guys go about selecting those artists? Because we got a lot of musicians that listen to Sync Music Mondays, and a lot of them are looking to link and align with like-minded companies. So how do you guys go about selecting artists for your roster? What is it that you look for?
Oh, man, that's a great question, too. It's I joke with my buddy Josh sometimes. I tell him, you know, whenever we talk to artists, it's almost like I was a software developer for 10 years and I was like, I still do it, but for Push. But when you have HR, right, you have like, I can't remember what the last meeting it was, like when you do an interview and then you got to meet with the people that like, you know, you got it, but it's kind of like just to see if it's a good fit. I think more importantly is just, you know, team good guys. We kind of hashtag that. It's like being a good person, because I know just traveling and meeting different musicians, there are musicians that could be, you know, you could be a great artist or a great guitar player. And I feel like if it's an ego or something that would restrict you from collaborating with other creatives, because you're going to be working with a lot of creatives, not only on the video side, but the music side, someone might ask for a revision, different things. I would say most importantly is just to be a good person. And we kind of, when we hop on the call with the artist, that's like the most important thing, is like how they view music. And just, if you know, you can tell passionate people as well, like, you know, the passion and just being a good person. You know, there's some great musicians out there, but if they have a huge ego, you put them in a room and tell them to work together, it's not gonna work out well. So definitely the teamwork and team good guys.
Nice, I love it. Now I know it's gonna be a lot of artists and musicians and producers that's gonna be watching this and wondering like, What is a typical deal structure that, you know, your company pretty much offers?
Absolutely. We do the basic, and sorry for the background noise. I have a chinchilla right beside me. I don't know if you guys can hear the rumbling.
Nah, you good, man. Look, this
okay, okay, cool.
Look, they need the rawness, man. Give it to them raw.
Hey, I'm telling you, yeah. Chilling right before. I'm like, man, he's running on the wheel, and I'm like, man, I hope it's not picking up, because I'm trying to sound all deep and stuff, and I'm like, oh, I got to focus. But yeah, we do 50-50 pretty much. Full transparency, like for us, we did 1 year of pitching stuff non-exclusive. So there's like, you know, a lot of people are familiar with the pitch agencies, and you can have success through there as well. We did that for about a year, and we did have success doing that as well. But we transitioned to do, of course, we have to control both sides, and we lose some people hop out at that moment. But it allowed us to enter in more rooms than we could be in on exclusively, just because there's different portals and different vendors that, like, when it comes to vetting you, like, I have to vet you, like, you have to have this amount of E&O insurance, you have to be so secure that you know where every element of this track came from. And that's why we transitioned to do all in-house. And man, we pretty much produce everything from the very scratch. Like, if it has a sound pack in it, we have to make sure we know what sound pack that's from, and just playing it safe, because, you know, it still matters on the lower budget ones, but if something ends up on the Super Bowl, everybody coming out saying, hey, man, that sound like, is that my loop right there? Like, nah, it's kind of like, we want to make sure we cover everything before we get to it.
Nice. I love that. Definitely. That's fire, man. And I know that this question, all the artists are thinking this, so, you know, we're going to put it out there. For any artists out there that's talented, they're gifted, their skill, how can they submit music to Push Audio?
Oh, man. So the best email is submissions@push.audio. And we listen to everything, every genre too. We're doing a little bit of mixtures of everything. I mean, last year we did an 8-bit hip hop project. So whatever genre you do, don't feel like it's not the one, you know. So we always mix it up, doing new genres, hybrids. So submissions@push.audio. There's no .com. It's straight up .audio.
Y'all heard him.
Fire. That's like in basketball where they do the alley-oop. Y'all just got the alley-oop, man. That's what it is. Off the glass, no look, baby. That's it, man. You know, one thing I want to ask you too, Chris, because, you know, I mean, everybody knows I'm a CEO as well. I operate Rhythm Couture. You know, people talk about, like, the glossed over stuff, like all the wins, but they really don't talk about the challenges. And I think it's good for people to see the balance, you know, the wins and the losses. So what were some of the challenges that you, as a, you know, as a CEO, as a businessman, had to overcome starting your company in the beginning?
Yeah, I would say the structure of, like, a traditional production music library, some of the feedback that we got out the gate, and, you know, feedback, everything's, you know, that's all opinion based, you know, we don't take it like stone at all. So, but we also, like, you know, we're open eared. Some of the feedback that we got was, hey man, the beats hit too hard. Like, what? Hold on. So sometimes they might tell you, which it could work for some, they say, and I don't want to knock anybody else's like process, but it's like, hey man, make sure it doesn't hit too hard, because there's going to be voices over it. It's going to be used in the background. It's like, no. We scratched all that concept, and it's like, if it's not, you know what, we might not be background music. So we scratched all that thinking of someone's going to be talking over it. Don't be too distracting, which I'm not, it could work, you know, but just our model is real music. And I feel like what happens is that's probably why we target the commercials more. The commercials are going to put it in the foreground where, you know, it's cool if we get, you know, something playing in a party on TV, but we didn't necessarily target it for that. Like, it works in that, but that would be one of the early things where it's like, man, these beats just hit too hard. And I'm like, ah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Like, nah, you got to tone it down. So I'm like, nah, I disagree on that. So we kept moving forward for sure.
That's dope. And I think too, that, you know, that speaks truth to power for a lot of artists too. Like, a lot of times, you know, you can take constructive criticism, but you still got to be true to who you are at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, don't deviate so much based upon people's opinions where it starts to affect your creative ability, you know? So, I mean, that's dope, man.
That's dope. Thank you. Yeah. We had it's funny, man, a buddy of mine, he had like it was some search where it was like, and they were looking for something like really specific about an artist. And it was like I can't remember the references, but it was kind of like, in order for him to do that, he had to like create a different persona in his head, because it was one of those things where he did it because he's very creative. But yeah, the way it came out, it was basically like one of the songs that was over the top, what's the word, like brash and explicit and just in your face. And I'm like, sheesh. But but you know, it was one that was like, yeah, we could do it. But at certain points, it's like, nah, there's certain things where we could see where it's headed. Like, ah, nah, you guys got it. But we always try, definitely. But we won't go against our soul and what we do, for sure.
That's a fact, man. You know, I think that goes to too, like the saying, like, don't sell your soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's certain integrity. Like for me personally, I remember, like, I love MC Hammer, man. I rock with MC Hammer, right?
Hey.
I remember when he signed to Death Row and he put out the Pumps and the Bump, and everybody was like, whoa, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't it, bro. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you got to stay true to who you are, and, you know, and your base will respect that, you know? And I think, like, a lot of artists nowadays are a testament to that. Like, when you look at the Kendricks, you look at J. Cole's, Joey Badass, these are people who they cultivate cult-like followings based upon them being true to who they are. You know what I'm saying? And even like when you look at like even the biggest stars too, like, you know, truthfully, the record labels, they pump a lot of money into these artists, but a lot of successful artists still went against the grain. Like, you know, you look at Kanye West, this guy made his first album was about dropping out of college. Nobody did that before. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but he stayed true to who he was and he won big. Or like, you look at somebody like Eminem, as talented as he is, you know, there was no white rapper talking about killing his baby moms and, you know, driving around within the trunk of a car, right? But they blew up because, you know, you run your race. So I say all that to say is, like, you know, for all the artists out there, be encouraged and just run your race, you know, because you all have a story, you all are unique, and there's someone out there that can relate to what you have to say. You know, God gave you a gift and a talent for a reason, so run your race, you know what I'm saying?
I love it. Yeah. It's a good point you brought it up too, because some artists too, I look at, like, we lived through, like, the different, you had like Cash Money, and then people was doing like a lot of Lil Jon, and then after that, like, now you have like Drill is kind of in now, and like for artists, like, we can always tell, like, don't chameleon to change your style to be whatever is you think is on right now, or switch, like, be like, stay true, because you can always tell, like, as soon as certain things came out along that whole journey, though, that might have been 10 years worth of changes, like, in the industry. Like, if you stay true to yourself and create what you create from the soul, because there's a lot of artists I see and I'm like, man, you were really good, but as soon as you started trying to do what you thought was hot right now, because you heard it on the radio, you done, like, you fogged yourself back a little bit. But a lot of artists, like, whether it's super lyrical and stuff like that is who they are, but, you know, radio wise, it's not them, you know, it's not really all that they go to, you know, for sure. But yeah, I always say stay true, because we can tell when it's not from your soul. We can tell.
Oh yeah, every time man. Yeah, gotta run your race, man. Keep your blinders on, you know. That's it,
now,
man.
Knowing what you know now, if you could go back in time and do everything all over again, like, what would you do differently?
Oh man, these are great questions. Like, I would say, I'm like, man, I was just thinking about the other day, and I was like, man, like, life is like chapters. And I was saying, like, I'm not the person that I was when I was, you know, I think 17 or 18, where it was like, you know how that back in the, it was kind of like, I think we were looking at a deal and something was supposed to be in the talks. And I say right now, in hindsight, if we would have got signed, that would have been the worst thing that could have happened to us as artists. You know, we would have been highly, without a doubt, taken advantage of based on my knowledge at that time. And chapters in life, I look back now, like, you know, if I could, you know, meet that guy sitting here, you know, 17, 18 year old, it's like, man, I mean, I would sign that young me and take him, Team Good Guys, man. But it's best, because along the way, we got that knowledge, and I feel like that's irreplaceable. And anything that, you know, coming up, being signed, there's a lot of artists that we get, you know, that we see on the other end of a deal after they've been juiced and everything kind of, they don't work for 3 years, got caught in a bad deal, that it's just around the wrong people. So I definitely love the path that we took right here, because it's the knowledge that we retain, and we're able to spread it like we're doing, all of us together now. So it's beautiful.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, I would say, not necessarily your top five, but who are, like, your favorite five people that pretty much like inspired you, whether that's on the creative side, the business side, personal side? Like, who are some of those influences?
Oh man, that's a deep one. I would say my brothers, man, like just the crew that we've created with from the beginning, you know, Kimbrough, Will Spitwell, Speakeasy, and these are my right-hand people, Young Observing. The reason is just because from the beginning, it was the challenge to be different and the challenge to just, man, we want to make something that doesn't sound like anybody else. And, you know, that doesn't work in the record label industry, but where it does work is in the ad industry, all this stuff, because they're looking for something that is head turning and different, where record labels are looking for something that's an easy sell, an easy flip, and bringing a whole new style usually ain't the easy flip. That's kind of a risk, you know. So the ad agencies, they're like, this is crazy different, I like this. So I just named my brothers, man. I had to.
You gotta do that, man. You gotta plug the fam.
without them I wouldn't be doing it, man. Hey, that's for certain, for sure.
That's it, man. You know, I wanted to say something, man, because I saw on Billboard recently, billboard.com, they had this article, and basically they said how sync licensing is up. If anybody didn't see this, they could go into our Discord, because we post all this there. And it reached $178 million in the first 6 months of the year. That's crazy for sync. You know what I'm saying? So just to give artists like this a perspective of, that's $178 million out there, and some of that's got your name on it. You know, you probably got music on a hard drive that you ain't listened to in years that might be perfect for some of these shows. Like, we see this now with, you know, Netflix and Stranger Things, with records that were old as hell. You know, they get that right look and they explode and they back in the Billboard charts. So, you know, all y'all be motivated, man. Be encouraged, because you definitely can do it, man. You know?
Yeah, I love that. And I love that stat. And it's coming along where, like, I feel like this is the new age of it. Like, artists, I think that whole the slogan of, oh, man, I'm a starving artist, that's all generated by, like, labels and stuff. It shouldn't be that way. You know, if you have even a slither of a talent, you should be able to not work a, you know, part-time, full-time job. You should be able to, boom, you make beats or you rap, man. That sync stuff, like, being educated on it. That's why I'm glad, you know, what you guys are doing. It's like, man, being educated on it, that an artist can pick it up and say, I know exactly what I'm doing with this, and actually take it across the finish line. You know, I love that number, because I mean, it's something that the major labels and stuff, I think that's a thing of the past. So hopefully the new age right here, and it's more to the artist.
That's it, brother. That's it. And definitely, man, you know, like I said, financial literacy, because, you know, to your point, and it's funny because we say the same thing all the time, Chris. It's like that stigma, the struggling artists, like, you know, it's so hard for them, and they trying to make it, they down and out, they asking, can they borrow $10, can't gas up their car. Like, that's, you know, that's that's kind of like a brain fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's like to make you feel like, you know, oh, you can't make it. No, you can make it, and you will make it. That's what we here for, man. Okay. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So yo, this was dope, Chris, man. This was a vibe, man. So I guess, you know, any other things you want to share with the people, man, about Push Audio, what y'all working on, you know, any of these things, man?
Absolutely, man. And love to be back anytime, man. This was definitely great. Thank you guys for having me. Anything to push.audio is the main website. You can follow me, Chris Pritham, on Instagram, push.audio on Instagram. And let's stay in touch, guys. And I love chopping this up, and you guys are doing a great thing. Fantastic thing, you know, for the culture, the community, and just, man, anytime, man, I love to hop in, help out anywhere I can.
Most definitely, brother.
We appreciate you taking out the time, man. It's always love.
Absolutely. Thank you guys, man.
Anytime, bro. Anytime.
Yes, sir. Take care.